Now we move on to the second stage of our course in mind change, mental health, mental strength, determining your memes. So when I would ask a person, hey, what do you want to change? And they say, these are the things. And I would say, where are you now compared to what you would love the outcome or the process to be like? Most people have a very clear, most people can say, this is what I would love to happen. This is what I would like to be. This is what I would hope for in the future. And I would, and then the next question is quite a logical one. It says, well, why aren't you there? You know, why aren't you where you want to be? Why is it taking so long? Why is this progress so slow? And that leads to our memes, because we answer our own question from in the thought bubble that constructed them. So if I say to somebody, a good example, if I say to somebody, you're at level one directorship in a business, and you think you would love to be at level two directorship in a business, the question is, why aren't you there? And the person will have an answer. They will say, because I haven't been here long enough, because I've been stuck under a lousy boss, because the company doesn't want to promote me, or because I've been really busy with COVID and illness or something. And these memes, we direct them toward fixing the problem. So we say, well, if I behave in a different way towards my boss, if I don't have sickness, if I have a much more pressurized performance at work, I will go to level two from level one, because those are the things that caused me to be where I am, not where I want to be. And those, all of those things are called memes. And it's very interesting to understand a meme. A meme is a thought we don't think. A meme is a pre-thought thought. It's what's called in the times of war, conditioning, where they, especially in China and places that were fairly advanced in tricks of the mind, they would drill into the minds of people communism, and then the person wouldn't know that they were even thinking communism because it was drilled through the little red book and what have you. So memes are thoughts you think, but you don't know you think. And so what we do when we say there's something wrong, we apply the meme because we believe that's the solution. But very, very rarely do we get that right. We can read books, but it's the most interesting study of human nature to find out that most people go into a bookstore, will pick out a book from thousands of books, or online at Kindle, from thousands of books that agrees with what they currently think. In other words, we use our meme to pre-select stuff. And so we won't go to a book that says be a bastard, or be mean to people, or we won't go to a book that says you got to fight for what you want, if we believe that being nice and being compliant is the best way of getting things. If the meme is pre-installed, we seek information to reinforce that pre-installation. That's why it's really hard to make change, because our memes rise up and our memes have got us where we are. So if it weren't for the memes, we wouldn't be here in this place right now, in this present moment. But our memes, if directed towards getting towards the future, will cause the journey to be either too slow, because we have agreed that we are not where we would like to be and we'd like to be further along in the future, or the process will be just as clumsy because we apply the same process, the same memes that generate the process. Now, this is very, very difficult for people who have an infatuation with a teacher or a religion or a philosophy that dictates their memes, that even subordinates their own conditioning in favor of another conditioning. Another example would be a person who's been in therapy and the therapist has taught them a different weight of a way of thinking, or a person who's joined a yoga class and had philosophy and astrology and all these things drilled into them. And so they override their own memes their own intelligence, their own subconscious. They override it with a philosophy borrowed from a book or from somebody else. We can also override our own memes. We can also override all this by borrowing somebody else's, such as an authority figure in our life, such as a parent. And that parent might say, if you say, I don't like where I am, and you ring up mum or dad, and no matter how old they are, they'll give you a piece of advice. And that advice has never really changed since you were born. And so they will reinforce the meme that you already have, or remind you of the meme you already have, or remind you of the conflict between one side of your brain trying to be like your parents and love them, and the other side of your brain trying to be independent and an individual. So what do we do? Well, the purpose of a guru, the purpose of a teacher, is to guide you from dark to light. That's all it is. And that person or that instruction needs to come from a person who has an objective view of where you are and where you want to be. Now, it is your responsibility in this program, in this course, to write on a sheet of paper where I am and where I want to be, what I want to change. And your responsibility is to write down a whole bunch of reasons why there is a gap. Why aren't you where you want to be? Why is that taking so long? Why is that not now? Why aren't you where you want to be? And just listen to your own inner voice speaking to you about your memes. Just register your memes. Because in the next stage of the course, we're going to talk about the principles of nature, the universal laws that might be in contradiction with your memes. And you're going to have an opportunity to see where you've been conditioned, where you've borrowed information, where you've inherited stuff that may be the cause of the gap between where you are in your process, in other words, how happy you are, and where you are in your outcomes, in other words, the material and spiritual results of your process. This is Chris. Have a great day. Bye for now.